Plans for the entertainment district have been in the works for years, as University Place owners Ram Realty have worked to redesign the Chapel Hill Mall to be more outward-facing and pedestrian-friendly. Marnie Sawicki, the site's general manager with JLL Property Management, said she was thrilled when the idea was brought up. A former mayor of Cape Coral, Florida, Sawicki helped usher in a social district that town years ago, which she said initially drew criticism before the results and atmosphere changed the tune of the community.
If you do it right, people will come and it will be a very special place. You know, you want to make a sense of place where you say, I'll see you there, and they know exactly where there is, and that's what we want to be.
The crucial differences between entertainment districts and social districts are twofold. Entertainment districts operate through permits issued directly by the North Carolina ABC Commission instead of an ordinance created by a local government, like the town. While social districts can spread from property to property by public right-of-ways, entertainment districts are localized to a private property. In this case, the string of businesses, sidewalks, and gathering spaces at University Place. Sawicki said,
everything has to be on our property. It has to be with our tenants. We can't have outside vendors come in with alcohol and try to sell it. So that makes a big difference. Because it's our own tenants and they all have their own liquor license, it's the stamps right at the state level.
Sawicki said she believes working through the state government to help the mall become an entertainment district provided a faster result than having the town of Chapel Hill construct and approve its own ordinance for social districts. But that does not mean University Place is not in regular contact with the local government, she said. Public safety and enforcement will be crucial to the new status, being, quote, a good, positive thing for the town, Sawicki said, which means increased coordination and communication. Chapel Hill Economic Development Director David Putnam agrees, saying he knows the town's relevant departments have been engaged with University Place's leadership to make sure there is, quote, safe and responsible activities and behaviors. He also added that the existence of an entertainment district already in town at the Cedar Falls Courtyard Shopping Center provides a good blueprint of how it can be implemented and what it can offer.
This sort of opportunity really fits within that greater vision of, like, how is the business district of U Place being supported? How is it being augmented and be a magnet for visitors and residents to shop and experience something in a whole new way in Chapel Hill? I think it kind of fits within that broader vision of economic development for the town of, you know, just helping us a little bit more further our business district work.
Sawicki said the addition of an entertainment district will be complemented with University Place's vision of programming around its property and additions of tenants. With the boundaries set to stretch from as far west as Stony River to as far east as its Phase 2 commercial spaces, she said the plan is to help, quote, connect both sides of the property.
Well, I love the green spaces that we're making. We've got the pocket park that's in front of Bar Taco, start down at Stony River, stop at the bar in Silver Spot, go to Bar Taco, we'll have music in the pocket park, go past Talkers, and then you'll have Pastino's down at the end, which will have its own outdoor beautiful patio that you can sit on. You got Jenny's across, and then you go into the green space there.
And after the short-term implementation of the entertainment district, the plan is to spread it to the east side of the University Place property not yet under construction. Sawicki said Ram Realty's Phase 3 of redevelopment is being delayed. So, in the meantime, the land will be turned into a park.
So we're going to have picnic tables and all kinds of games. We're looking at possibly having a cornhole league, things like that. You know, we've just been doing our own music live in the park there, and we've been doing movies in the park, and we're going to try and get some really cool fall festival things going on.
After the entertainment district's soft opening at the start of September, University Place will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough and its stakeholders to celebrate the rollout of the new amenity. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.